somebody who needs no introduction. A yet another MP who has spent the whole of his life speaking out for people and against power. Jeremy Corbyn. A big thank you to each and every one of you for being here today, and all those tens of thousands that are still down Whitehall and across Westminster Bridge expressing their opposition to the visit of George Bush. We very simply toppled George Bush, and it didn't require the assistance of an American tank to do it. It was done with a simple piece of string, and it's been replaced with what? The symbol of peace, because that is what we're about. Now this, of course, is a march, a meeting, a rally, a demonstration that was not supposed to happen, because George Bush and his 1,500 advisors, his planes, his helicopters, his cars and all the rest of it wanted a total exclusion round area around George Bush. Well, I can see the strength of that argument, but I frankly don't see why the people of London shouldn't be in their streets, in their city, just because he's here. So we won the right to march, and we've won the right to demonstrate, and demonstrating we are that there is a different way, a better way, a peaceful way, an alternative way of running the world. This morning there was a tragedy in Istanbul. Several hundred people have been grievously injured and many have died. 10,000 have died in Iraq. 8,000 have died in Afghanistan, and the list goes on and on. This started from a war of retribution in October 2001 after the tragedies of 9/11. But what was the response today of George Bush and Tony Blair at their rather curious joint press conference? We will go anywhere, any place, any time to fight any war until we win the peace. Well, I'm old enough to remember President Kennedy saying that in 1960, and President Johnson, and that led to the carnage of Vietnam and all those lives that were destroyed there. And we were told that this demonstration today, Jack Straw told us, was a bit of crude anti-Americanism. No, we have Ron Kovic here. We have many Americans here. We are with the tradition of Americans that pulled out of Vietnam, that brought about the civil rights movement, that spoke up for Native Americans, that spoke against the injustice of life in the United States. And if this meeting is being broadcast in the United States, the message I would say is this: here in the center of London, in Trafalgar Square, we send a message to the American poor, the 40 million with no health care, those that are frightened of the draft. Stand against your government that will take you into war, and stand for peace around the world. We had a wonderful speech earlier on from Wilson Bocas from Colombia. Because make no mistake about it, this strategy, this ghastly strategy, the project for a new American century, is the cause of rearmament, is the cause of division, is the cause of wars in the Middle East, in Afghanistan, in Colombia, and anywhere else that the Americans and British choose to sell arms to promote the interests of oil companies, mining companies, and big business around the world. George Bush seems to confuse confuse the concept of democracy with crony capitalism. And I hope he's managed to learn something on this visit, these few days in London. Because what he's promoted is a massive outpouring of serious, sensible, intelligent political discussion that looks at the world and sees 1 billion people in desperate poverty with falling life expectancies and falling living standards. And hear lectures from George Bush, Wolfowitz, Cheney, Pearl, and all the others that the way forward is to increase the gap between the rich and the poor, to sell more arms, to kill more people, to oppress more people. That is no way, no way of bringing about a peaceful world. A peaceful world is a world of sustainability, of justice, and above all, the end of commercial, crony capitalist domination of this planet. The coalition that came together to oppose the war in Afghanistan, oppose the war in Iraq, is a coalition of people in this country, in the United States, in Europe, and all around the world. John Pilger has told us there are two superpowers. True. United States, yes, very definitely a superpower. The other one is us. World opinion. Peace be with you. Thank you.